The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
On your copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Monday. How you doing?
Hello.
Fantastic. I'm ready to go for this week.
You've
been in
such
a great mood this morning.
Yeah.
It's been a mood elevator.
I'm glad. That's what I'm all about. Bringing happiness to the room, you know?
Yeah. It's worked.
What are you saying? The rest of us are black clouds?
No.
Depressing dark souls?
No, but both it's Meg and Jess has said, oh, thanks for the good energy. I'm like, you're welcome. It's all a bit of fun, right?
You've had a great weekend, clearly.
Yeah, we're just busy, but good.
Yeah.
How many times did you have sex on the weekend? I feel like it was multiple times.
I didn't have time, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Too busy moving.
He says that.
Moving into the new shop, how's all that going?
Well, so busy, but good. So here's something gross, which I already entertained Jess with this morning on Sunday, because it was so muggy and I was working so hard. I had to change
Sweaty
my T-shirt
balls.
Three times.
Oh, damn. Emmy would have loved that.
Well, yeah, look, she was happy once I changed her shirt.
Getting your kid off in the middle of the new shop.
I didn't take it off. No. I took it off at home in the privacy of my own home.
Thought you were giving the new neighbours a show.
No, I wouldn't do that. Oh. Too embarrassing.
Are you happy with your upper torso?
Oh, I'd like to be skinnier and have more muscles. Is that happy with it? No, obviously not.
Mm.
How about you?
No, I'm not. I wish, yeah, same. Skinnier and more muscles.
Stop. You guys are perfect just the way you are.
Oh, you're so sweet, Meg.
How are you, Jackson?
Really good.
I love your haircut. Jackson and I were at the same bar on the weekend and had no idea.
Really?
We were both there at the same time.
He said to me when he got here, he's like, oh, I went here. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm pretty sure we were at the same place.
Funny. How bizarre.
That is
awkwardly
weird.
Walk past each other. I don't know you.
Maybe.
I only know you in Newcastle.
Yeah, you're so different.
No, I'm paranoid. Maybe Maddie did see me at the bar and he was like, no way.
No.
Welcome back.
And then he said, oh, were you at that bar as a cover? Knowing full well.
Jess, hey. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. Much better than when I got here. Thanks, Crevo.
Hey, welcome.
How was,
it's all part of the friendly service.
How was Brankston yesterday? I noticed in your story.
Oh, yeah. Brankston's cute. The pub is great.
The Royal Federal. Didn't we go there on that royal tour?
I think we potentially did.
Yeah.
It was clearly memorable for you guys.
Oh, it was.
I think it was the last stop on the tour, actually.
Yeah, no wonder we can't remember.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next, guys. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Now, the lads are catching up. 15 points. This is the week we can do it.
I think
the
we're on 16, actually.
Leading. Yeah, 18.
We're on 16.
You're actually on 16.
Yeah, nice one. Playing today for a $50 fuel voucher for Ampol.
Oh, how
we need
good.
One guy, one girl, 131009 if you want to play.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Mate, fuel is so expensive at the moment. It's crazy, isn't it? Hey, we've got $50 worth of free fuel for you this morning, though. Lads versus Lasses. Now, having a look at the leaderboard, the boys 2 points behind the Lasses, who are leading on 18 points, which is fantastic.
Yeah, we still need a lady.
If you want to play, we do need a lady. 131009 is our number.
Yes, so we're going to Ben in Macquarie Hills. He's a chippy and a surfer, says he's feeling a bit dusty this morning. His go-to beer is a Great Northern. Once had his mother collect him from a night out at the Kent in her pink nighty. Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
Okay, describe the nighty for me. Set the scene. You're at the Kent. She rocks up. Oh. Is it lace? Is it frilly? What's going on?
Oh, it's probably like 2 in the morning on clothes and everybody's arguing and I don't even remember ringing her and she just turned up and I was like, oh, shit.
Did she hit on your mates by any chance?
Hey?
Did she try and hit on your mates in the big party?
No.
Dragged
me in and that was the end of that.
Get in the car, you little grub.
It's 2 in the morning.
All right, let's get you some free fuel. Question one, what does the brand Arctic Fox make?
Arctic Fox, that's like jumpers and stuff for snow?
No, it's hair dye, unfortunately. All right, question two. Thermal, boar bristle, and paddle are all types of what?
All types of hairbrushes?
They certainly are. Well done.
Good one, man.
All right. Question three. It's multiple choice. Which brand makes a perfume called Be Delicious? Is it A, Calvin Klein, B, DKNY, or C, Ted Baker?
B.
Definitely is. Well done. Still on the board. You're on the roll.
Awesome. All right. Let's meet Kelly from Stroud. Works in workers' comp and married with 7 children. Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Doing well. Are any of your kids up at this time?
Yeah, I've actually got 2 of them in the car with me. I'm on my way to work.
Are you just putting them to work because you got so many now?
No, they go to school.
You must be so good at picking when they're trying to pull us like a sick day from school doing your job. Oh, I've got a sore back. You must be used to identifying pretend sore backs, eh, Kelly?
Yeah. I think so, but I think it's over me.
That definitely fell over at work. It wasn't at home in the garden.
That's not a real headache. That's a pretend one. You're off to school. Putting their thermometers under the lamp and stuff doesn't work with Kelly. Let's get into your questions. All right, first one. What lubricant do you put on a chainsaw bar?
Bar lube.
Yeah, we'll take bar lube.
Bar oil. Pretty close. All right. Number 2. What is the beer type?
Bar lube.
That's a whole different thing, actually. I don't know if we should have taken that. What is the beer type of Cooper's Green? What type of beer is it? Say the green label. Come on, you know it.
Is it a lager?
No, it's a pale ale, unfortunately. All right, number 3. Which 2 colours are on the Pirelli Tyres logo? They sponsor all the racing. You see the big logo up there.
When you think of racing, what 2 colours do you think of?
Red and black.
No!
Red and yellow.
Lads win. Benny is a winner. $50 worth of free fuel, rather. Coming at you, Benny. Congrats.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, man. You're welcome.
Oh, he's already 1 point behind now.
Yeah.
Suck shit, man.
Look, it's the plan all along. He gave you a lot of
brutal.
that's 6 months of you like being
lording it over us.
Yeah, true. I think I deserve that.
Oh, we're so far ahead, the lasses.
Wait until we actually get in front. That's
not
going to
happen. Oh, the ladies are not going to let that happen. Absolutely. All right. Up next, around the team on Friday, we're going through like the definitive list of slang for Newey and the Hunter. Some of this stuff. Quite funny, you guys have been here for a few years, never heard of it before.
It's true.
But see, you're like the encyclopedia of definitive slang for the region, wouldn't you say, growing up?
Probably, because I'm so bogan.
Yeah.
A lot of insults are thrown.
So give us an example of what we're talking about.
Give us one tasty.
One that I love is the Mayfield briefcase.
Now, even me living in Mayfield didn't know what this was.
Native.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any ideas of the Mayfield briefcase? Let's tell him next.
No, what is it?
What is it? Give us one.
It's cask wine.
Hey, it does look a bit like a briefcase.
It does. There's a handle. As we were saying earlier, went through the definitive list on Friday after the show of just sayings from Newcastle and the Hunter that a lot of people might not understand.
Yeah, well, the Mayfield briefcase caught my attention, and you said. There's so many more treats.
Yeah, so are you a connoisseur of the Mayfield briefcase, Creeper, considering you do live in Mayfield?
Well, look, I haven't bought a cask of wine for a while, probably since university days, but I did used to buy them,
isn't
for
it
sure.
Like 4 litres?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're even 6. Here's a little treat for you. One of our family friends used to own, like, be in the pub business.
Yeah.
And once produced a 20-litre box.
Oh, wow.
Like an industrial one from the pubs.
So the house wine. wine.
Yeah, right. They're like, here you go.
Was it Fruity Lexia or whatever it was?
No, it was something quite good. But no.
Fruity Lexia, Meg, is fancy.
Yeah.
Because I drank a lot of goon in my early 20s. 18 to 24, wow.
Was that your goon years?
Just litres.
Yeah, I never went Fruity Lexia. Mine was Passion Pop.
Yeah, there's
three
that.
Bucks a bottle.
But you can get the Aldi goon now, which is very popular in Mayfield, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, there is an Aldi on the main road, so that's that makes right. sense.
And it's nearby, right? There's a little, like...
Under $10.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. There's a lot of...
terrible hangover on
there. These, like, benches where... People really... They must do a lot of business there, because they're always carrying their briefcases. I'm a businessman! Just doing business.
We'll go through a couple more of these, because you added a couple to the list that I was unfamiliar with, including the Gatorade saxophone.
Right.
I'd never personally heard of this one before until Friday.
Look, we live and we learn.
Do we
want
to explain the Gatorade saxophone?
I reckon people probably got a pretty good idea of what goes on with that.
I've got a feeling
it has a decoration of a garden hose, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what, Gatorade bottles are just so versatile, aren't they?
What else can they be used for?
Ashtrays.
Yeah.
A lot of people use them for ashtrays.
Yeah. A few more. The Brookie's laptop, which a lot of people, if you're going to the, maybe the Stag and Hunter, maybe the Beaufort, you might be partaking in the Brookie's laptop.
Which is?
Probably the Where's the Gold machine.
Oh, the
It always tends to be the Where's the Gold machine or more chilly.
What are you up to, mate? Just hacking into the mainframe.
Oh, you turned the Gatorade bottle into a fish tank.
That's cute.
Put a little goldfish in there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's a bit cloudy, though, yeah?
Very cloudy.
Well, it's
very
a small cloudy. Tank to have a fish in. You got to take care of fish. They take a lot of maintenance.
They do. The final two I want to go into, though, are you blessed us with one of these on Friday, Creeper, because you're from the Central Coast. The Gossy Skirt.
No, actually, this was a Jackson thing.
Oh, was it a Jackson? I thought it was you, Craig.
No, I'd never heard of this until Jackson
brought
it up.
Now, Jackson, do you want to enlighten us on the Gossy Skirt, or the Gosford Skirt, if you will?
Yes, that's just a very, very short skirt, because you can see the entrance.
And what they had for breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, the entrance is a beautiful place on the Central Coast, isn't it?
It's stunning.
Wow.
Stunning.
Absolutely cool. Well, that's the thing. Tugra boots. So, the knee-high boots?
Yeah.
They are called Tugra boots because they're halfway to the entrance.
I hadn't heard that one either, and I'm from the Central Coast.
Oh, that's a good one. Let's wrap it on there. Halfway to the entrance. Oh, good job, guys.
Fashion in the early 2000s.
Fashion.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creva. To wake you up. Together, New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
So on Friday, we got talking about alter egos around the team behind the scenes. I don't know how it came up, but we were just chatting about if you've ever had an alter ego, or perhaps you use one even in the bedroom, where you become a different person.
I always find that a little bit creepy.
Not for you?
No. Just call me by my real name.
What about you, Maddie? Have you ever...
Meg, why did you have that Princess Leia costume out at home when I came over that time?
Ask for me to know you
help
not
me,
to
Obi-Wan
find out.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Here, twirl on my buns on the side.
He could say that all he wants. Makes no... Yeah, I don't understand any of that.
Pass me that lightsaber.
I used to have one when I was younger, like pre-20. Whenever I used to like hook up with people, I would say my name was Lucas.
Really?
Lucas. Mm. That was my alter ego. Lucas was real fun.
Real fun, eh?
Wow.
Loved a cheeky beer here and there.
Yeah.
Well, I used to go as Megsy Sparkle on Facebook.
Well, that's right.
But after that, I changed my name back to my real name because I started going for radio jobs. But on Tinder, I kept it as Sparkle.
Oh,
so my
Sparkle.
Name was Sparkle, and the funny thing is, to this day, because Josh and I met on Tinder,
in his phone,
I am still under Sparkle.
That's funny.
How far into, I'm fascinated by this, how far into the relationship did, or like the chatting, did you say, oh, my name's actually Meg?
I don't think it ever really came up.
He still doesn't know.
And maybe
know to
on
this
our
day.
First date or something, I said my name was. So he
thought
you. Meg.
He thought for a period of time that, well, your name was Sparkle.
No. Maybe actually, because we became friends on Facebook the day after we met on our first date. Yeah. My real name was there, so he discovered my real name there. But up until then, anyone who met me on Tinder knew me as Sparkle.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Interesting.
Not weird at all.
Alter egos in the bedroom, in life. I know a lot of people that used to like change their name going out.
Really?
As well, yeah. Meeting just guys.
Change your occupation.
Girls do it a lot.
To be someone else for the night.
Mm.
Like, it's a bit of fun, right? 13 10 09, if you've ever done this, love to get your stories on air.
Absolutely.
The Novos.
Did you ever meet a Sparkle on Tinder? Because that was secretly Meg.
Look, I technically only ever met up with one person from Tinder, and that was Josh, in the 18 months that I was on there.
But did you
really?
Ever?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Meg.
Well, I was commuting to and from Sydney every day for uni, so that was my excuse.
Love married at first sight.
Yes.
Right here on exactly. Our show. Better than the real thing. With less shoeies as well.
I feel like a lot of people do this, though. They go out, especially clubbing. I know lots of girlfriends that I know change their name when they go out and make guys at bars and stuff.
Or a different job, pretend to be a different job.
Yeah.
Well, in my single days, there was a guy that I did meet who did change his name when we met. I had that name in my phone for months, maybe a year, until I realised that's actually not his real name.
Not a real name.
I saw him comment on some random Facebook, and I went, his name isn't that. So that's not good.
I used to know these two guys. They would go to the pub and they had this, I would call it a strategy, I guess, right? So they would go to the pub, meet, like, spot a couple of girls that they liked, and then they would switch. So one of them would go to the girl the other one liked and talk him up. Be like, oh, I know this great guy, he's amazing. And they'd like throw out really random but specific things. Like, he's actually the guy that invented the font Times New Roman. He's really rich and random things. Then they go to the toilet, right? And they'd exchange, like, what did you tell him, this, that, and the other? And then they'd randomly bump into that guy and introduce them, and they had these fake full lives that they had.
It's exhausting listening.
Was this every weekend?
Yeah, this was their go-to thing.
Go out and have fun with your friends. Like, what the hell is that? Are you that much of a rotter you can't pick up girls on your own?
They were good-looking guys as well. Like, they did well off this strategy, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Did you, like, used to... like?
I witnessed it once, and it was amazing. It? I wasn't jealous, but I was like, well,
you got off on the humour.
It was funny. Yeah, yeah.
So you never decided to partake
yourself? I'm not getting involved in all that. Not my style.
Couldn't keep up with the lies.
Yeah, too much. Too much going on.
Let's go to Katie. Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Do you have an alter ego, or have you had one?
I'll probably have a drunk one somewhere, but I've got a friend who goes out in town and she's got a few different alter egos. When she has a few drinks, she tries to swindle some freebies random people. So she's got like a German one she calls Liesel. There's a British one called Laurie. But the worst bit about it is her accent is terrible.
Oh,
and
no.
The more drink she has, it just all falls apart. But these people, like, save her name in their phone and she can't keep up with who she's told. So, it's a mess.
I love the names Liesel and Laurie. It's just
hello,
so
is
great.
This Laurie? Yeah,
very British and very German.
Love it. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, what's the goss is up next with Jackson. Good morning. What's in the
good
way?
Good morning. Pink's opening up about something she won't let her 10-year-old daughter do. Also to Kanye's latest legal move against Kim Kardashian becoming legally single.
Excellent.
He just needs to stop.
All the dates in minutes.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason? Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Producer Jackson has the latest gossip. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Let's start with Pink because she's teamed up. She's done a Harry Styles on us. She's on the Calm app. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah, she's doing a sleep story.
Before Ring discovered her circus, she was a little girl just like any other kid.
All right, so there's a bit of a taste of it. Boring. Anyway, she's opened up about one thing that almost made it not go through, and it's the fact that that's like a very relaxed Pink there, but Pink's quite raspy, so everybody on board was really concerned about how this was going to sound.
I was actually worried about my voice because you have to go really slow and not be raspy and sound like an 85-year-old male smoker. So that was what I was worried about.
But everyone's talking about this little rule that she's got her household about cell phones. So she's opened up and said her child, like her eldest child, is 10 years old and is absolutely not allowed to have a cell phone, even though she's teamed up with Calm to do the children's sleep stories. And she's also saying that it's the silver lining. This is the silver lining to technology, but is really reinforcing that children should not have technology.
Oh, that's confusing. So confusing.
Isn't that confusing, right?
A little bit.
I just can't stop thinking about how like grating her voice is on that Calm app.
I know.
Like, Harry Styles works perfectly. Pink, I mean, I've heard more graceful voices from some chick in Windale, you know, after a night out at the pub, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you should do the Calm app. Have you ever thought about that,
pissing in
Renee?
The bush outside the pub.
You'd be excited to hear this as well. She's touring again.
Oh, great. She says we're hanging off the roof again.
Sit back for a big announcement.
75 shows in Australia or
something. Really
bring
long.
Bring your ribbons, kids.
Like dust off the silt.
big ropes to swing from the ceiling.
I'm so negative today. I'm very sorry.
Such a vibe. Kanye West has filed against Kim Kardashian in court. He wants to have all of his social media outbursts rendered inadmissible in a hearing to whether Kim Kardashian should be declared legally single or not, because she's used this against him. So she's trying to get this divorce through quick because they've been like separated for about a year now. So she's trying to like get out of it. She wants to get engaged to Pete Davidson. I'm assuming.
Oh, surely not.
So he said that, look, it should be inadmissible because she said that it's caused her a lot of emotional distress and there's a lot of misinformation going around because of Kanye. Now, Kanye's attorneys have fired back and said that if Kim wants this to like prove that she needs to be single, she needs to, one, provide the courts with the social media outbursts and then prove that Kanye wrote them.
Oh, how can you prove?
Yeah.
But surely he's responsible for his own Twitter.
Yeah, he's got a lot of odd rules around her becoming legally single. One was that he or she cannot remove any money from any trust that they created together, and also, too, that if one of them dies, they get reimbursements for what they spent individually throughout the marriage.
Oh, wow.
It's all very odd. Also, too, apparently he's fighting their prenuptial agreement as well.
So this is a dirty divorce. He was borderline broke, wasn't he? Unless his money was tied up in other avenues.
He filed
avenues.
For bankruptcy at some point during their marriage.
He gave her a big share in Yeezy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm wondering if that's still a thing. Well, it must be.
It probably, because when that was set up, it would have been set up to like a tax minimization. That's what the whole thing would have been. Oh, here's a share in Yeezy. It's not like out of goodwill.
Yeah, yeah.
No. They would have gone, if we do this, we can save $10 million in tax. And they're like, great, do it.
Well, can I tell you something that really fascinates me about the Kardashians and tax dodging? Did you know that the mum owns a church in California?
Oh, that does not surprise me
majority,
in the slightest.
Yeah, so
zero surprises
church,
here.
And the majority of what they do is, so we'll do this for your brand or we'll do this for your event, but you don't have to pay us. You just make a donation to our church. And it's tax-free. I'm talking about like hundreds of thousands of dollars for just one gig gets pumped through Kris Jenner's church. Smart woman.
Yeah.
I mean, the rules are there. And there's a great deal of debate over whether, you know, the church and religious institutions should get away with the amount of reduced taxes they do. And this is the sort of reason why maybe it should be considered changing.
Yeah,
I'm just putting that bit of information out there.
100%.
I've decided to become religious.
All of a sudden, you're feeling the call of the Lord.
Come on in, my child.
Jackson's here.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Mick.
You know what? No, not.
You'd have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Sometimes I regret the decision of not having kids. I know that sounds a bit weird considering I've been adamant my entire life I don't want them. The only reason is I'll never get to embarrass kids the way my mum got to embarrass me. Because it just seems so fun. Like, when we were in high school, for example, our bus stop was actually at the end of our driveway.
Yeah.
So mum used to come outside in her little pink dressing gown with her cup of tea.
Yeah.
Bye, kids. There were a bunch of other kids who came around to our bus stop to sit with us.
Oh, mum, I'm 16.
16 at the bus stop, on the balcony, with the cup of tea, in the pink bathrobe. It's not ideal.
My father, when I was growing up, it always happened when I went to school camps or whatever. You know, the bus gets back to the school around like 5, 6 p.m. He would pick me up and not put his teeth in his head because he had false teeth.
Oh.
And he was a big duffel coat wearer with thongs.
What?
Yeah, he used to like wear duffel coats and thongs. It was weird. No teeth.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That fashion is interesting.
So embarrassing, though. I don't know if that was on purpose, but it
builds character.
For me, it was, oh, God, too many to name, but one that comes to mind is we always had the oldest, most broken down car.
Oh, really?
In the car park. The Nissan Bluebird got a red hot run. My dad had a grey, like, 80s Ford station wagon that the door handle never worked.
Oh.
So I'd be like, kunk, kunk, trying to open the door to get in the car, and my dad would have to like lean across and then try and open it. Oh, terrible. Like, so, everyone else had like nicer cars. Or not even that, just not broken, you know?
So all of the kids at school were watching you do all this and guy like pointing their finger at
you. Yeah, terrible.
All right, 1329, things you used to do to embarrass your kids. We'll take your calls next.
The Novos.
131009, we want your calls. What did your parents used to do to embarrass you as a kid? So our bus stop when we were going to high school was on like our front, like,
yeah,
out front of the house, driveway. Essentially, yeah. And it was the one for the entire street. So mum used to come out in the pink bathrobe with the cup of tea and wave to us goodbye.
Oh, mum.
In high school as well. Primary school, I can understand. Yeah. High school, not so much.
You don't need to come out, mum.
No.
I can say goodbye inside. At the door.
Stay inside.
Parents, I feel, do this on purpose sometimes.
Oh, they do.
And get a kick out of it.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
Quite sadistic in a way. I love it. Very funny. Crystal, Cliff Lee, hey, how are you? Hey, what do you do to embarrass your kids, Crystal?
Oh, well, this was my mother growing up. She was a children's entertainer.
Yeah.
And so she would wear every outfit over the sun, and she would not be embarrassed. She walked me into school, into the office, in a clown outfit.
Oh.
Or in, like, one of those costumes with the funny heads or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Everyone knew it was my mum too. She made that quite clear. She'd say, "Hi, Crystal's parents."
So embarrassing.
And she still does it now because she's now a teacher librarian, and I see her Facebook, and she dresses up in like all the different again shirts. Like, she has one for every day for Christmas. She's also in a group called the Demented Youth where she dresses up and goes around
tutoring
and things like that.
That's really nice.
Well, that's really nice.
Beautiful.
But taking you into the principal's office in a clown costume.
Not ideal.
Not ideal.
Less
no.
nice.
No. Let's go to Marianne in Nordswolf. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, hey. Really well. What do you do to embarrass your kids?
Okay, my eldest son, when he started year 7, he had an attitude. The attitude was because he thought he'd have a girlfriend. I was in high school.
Yeah.
I said, lose the attitude and lose your girlfriend. Otherwise, we become confused. So after a week, still had the attitude, still had the girlfriend. So I said, right, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
If you, you don't drop the girlfriend, honey, I will embarrass you. I'll go to the bus stop and meet you with your little friend, your brother, and breastfeed when you get off the bus.
Oh.
You'll see us waiting for you. And if that doesn't work, I'll go to the classroom and I'll breastfeed in the classroom. You're not allowed to do that. I
don't like to do it. Oh, my God.
Marianne, did you have to do it?
I did.
Oh. That is evil, Marianne.
Well, I'm sure it showed him.
He lost his attitude, lost his girlfriend, and I've never had trouble with him ever since.
There you go. Well done. You've done it right.
In one stroke.
Wow.
He went to having a secret girlfriend.
Yeah.
One more. Jess, Raymond Terrace. Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Jess. What do you do to embarrass your kids, or was it you?
No, it was me.
Yeah, okay. What happened?
So my sister and I used to accidentally miss the bus a lot so we could get driven to school.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yep, and we, one day Dad had had enough and he drove us right into the middle of the handball court.
Oh, that takes a cake.
I love that.
How mortifying. You sheepishly get out of the car. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, my God. I bet you didn't miss the bus much more after that.
Thank you, Jess. Well, that's a good
it's not just us who've got the embarrassing parents by the sound of things.
I think it's all of them ever throughout history. I think that's basically it. Switching gears up next, guys, because this pub in Sydney, they've copped a massive fine because what they've been doing, and this is just the like a little part of it, they've been giving people that have been on the punt, like in the pokey room or whatever, loans of up to $8,000 plus giving them all these freebies to keep them gambling.
That's not right.
Now, I'm not against a responsible gamble. That's fine. But this sort of behaviour is really bad because it ruins lives. Yeah. We've got to talk a bit more about this because this kind of thing can't happen.
Yeah, we'll do it next.
So this pub down in Sydney has been fined more than $100,000 because they were incentivising gamblers after managers there and even a security guard who worked there was loaning cash to help pokey users keep gambling.
Not good.
Loans of up to $8,000.
So was the security guard, like, loaning out the pub's money mm-hmm. or his own personal money?
The pub's money. So he went into the safe and loaned $800 in one situation to give to a punter. So what they were trying to, like, keep gamblers gambling. So they were giving them free booze, free smokes as well, and then, yeah, giving them cash out of the safe to keep them going as loans.
No, that's not right under any circumstances.
I mean, as it is, right, and I'm all about, like, I don't mind responsible gambling at all because I think it is fine and you've got to have some form of gambling around because people love it and it's okay. But more than $2.2 billion was lost to pokies in New South Wales and clubs in the first 4 months of last year.
Well, from memory as well, New South Wales has the most poker machines per capita than any state in the world, including Vegas.
That I believe.
And there's poker machines at the airport in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, and that, so that goes to show. Do you know what, though? I think it does stem from a culture of this whole VIP lounge sort of way of marketing these poker machines. You do go in there. You get your free beer. You get your free snacks. Mm. You get your free coffee. It's very enticing.
Yeah, to stay in there.
If you're a tradie, right, and you've finished work on a Friday, you've just been paid a couple of grand for your job, you go for an end of week beer with the boys, it's so easy to go into the pokey room and lose half your money.
Yeah.
If things get out of hand. And it is because I think so many people and so many venues really do treat these people like VIPs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the problem is.
I think there's something needs to be done because I've had seen like friends of family friends.
Yeah.
They've lost their house.
Ruin your life,
It's one thing to lose your money.
Yeah.
But it's another for the pub to turn around and go, okay, here's ours.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Just and then wild.
Just pay going. It back.
But just pay it. But they're not going to be able to afford to pay it back if they can't afford to gamble in the first place.
Yeah, but like...
Why bother?
that just opens up a whole can of worms in terms of if they can't pay the money back, what's going to happen?
There was no loan agreement signed.
No, the whole thing is that, look, this pub's in a lot of trouble because they've crossed the line here. But it's just like a broader conversation needs to be had around why this sort of thing could even happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd like responsible gambling, fine, but there has to be something done.
Look, as you know, I like a punt when I go out. I love to play the pokies.
But you're not feeding it $100 notes. 50s, you know,
and hundreds and all that kind of stuff. If someone turned around to me and I lost all my money and said, oh, here you go, have a grand, I'm lucky I can turn around and say, nah. But there are people out there who go, that $1,000 can get me that $15,000 jackpot that they've got.
Absolutely.
And that instant, oh, well, I've got a chance now of winning that. I'll stay. I'll take the grand. And then they're just getting into this circle. Oh, you can't break it.
Cyclist,
you know what's amazing? When you go to... When I lived in the NT, it's hardly any poker machines up there. Like, they are available at some pubs, but they're just nowhere near this, like, they
saturation.
Are anywhere else. Mm. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
Like, some pubs might have, you know, 3 poker machines rather than a room of 30 that have 3 there. This is
the Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
I got invited to Kingers a couple of weeks ago. We're chatting about this on Friday after the show. And last time I went there, I just felt so awkward. I felt like that old creeper guy, 31 years old. The average age, I feel, is like 19 maybe at Kingers.
Honestly, 18.
And it's just very different. It's that part of my life is over.
Yeah.
Mm. And when I was invited to Kingers, I thought, do you know what? I'm just not going to put myself through it again. If you are over 30, you're too old for Kingers. My statement here this morning.
I got invited about 2 weeks ago from my 22-year-old niece. She's on her way out for Kingers at the moment. Nah. She goes, why not, honey Meg? Why not? Because I'm about to turn 33. That's not...
When you reach 30, you'll understand.
When you reach 30, exactly.
The dramas. You always witness a fight at Kingers. Like, whether it's girls scrapping over some, you know, guy, you know, drinks getting thrown. I'm sure it's a great venue.
But the line.
Well. Oh, the line.
To be fair.
Dancing, the vodka Red Bulls, just no.
The vibe when you go to Kingers when you are 18, 19 is amazing. It's really fun.
I'm sure.
But when I go to the pub now, I like to go to the pub. I like to sit down. I'm not going to lie.
I just feel like a creep. Like I'm trying to hit on young people. Like it's
weird. Even as a club, you feel...
Yeah.
Like in terms of clubs, too old.
All right. What we're doing here this morning, Jess, you're laughing in there. You go to Kingers heaps, don't you?
You strike me
as a Kingers fan.
You absolutely love it. God, Jess is down there every week.
I was just sitting here thinking, I've always been a pub girl, not a club girl, never been to Kingers, never went to Argyle.
Never once.
Formerly Fanny's, never
what
once.
What about you, Jackson? Do you think you're too old once you hit 30 to go to Kingers? No.
Lord, I'll still be at Kingers.
Nothing like seeing a bloke with a Devon patch.
Now, you say this, Jackson, but you are under 30.
Yeah, I know. Lucky me.
Yeah, so once you hit 30, I reckon that mindset's going to change very quickly.
We're going to open up the lines this morning, right? Is 30 plus too old for Kingers? Maybe you are over 30 and you regularly go to Kingers. We'd love to hear from you as well. But do you think that once you hit that age, you got to move on?
Well, around the team, most of us are saying yes.
Yes.
But Jackson is saying no. Jackson, you're saying once it's fine.
Are you dragging us to Kingers on Friday? Is that what you're saying?
maybe not after you've dissed it. I'm going to get a cool group of friends that like going there.
As if you'd be caught dead at Kingers, Jackson.
Oh, mate, I will. I'll stick around on Friday. You watch me.
The Novos. 13:10:09. Are you too old if you're over 30 to go to Kingers? Yeah, boys, come on.
Now,
it's too much. I think I'm way too old. I think once you sort of hit 30... It's an embarrassment to go to Kingers.
How many times between you have you both been to Kingers?
I've been once.
Once?
Three times.
Now,
I was under 30 when I got here, though. So.
Same.
I used to spend every Friday, Saturday night at least half an hour to an hour at Kingers.
Really?
When I was 18.
A half an hour to an hour. Because that's
I
all
used
you
to
get?
Well, I used to go to Fanny's back in the day and Frosty's. So it was a mixture and it was... You know, there was, I will admit, there was one guy at King Street Hotel that I was obsessed with.
Really?
We called him King Street Guy. Never approached him. He used to wear a collared striped shirt every time, standing in the corner on his own. Don't know why. I was very, very intrigued. Never spoke to him, though.
What? How old do you think he was?
I reckon he might have been 21, 22.
Okay. And you were, like, what?
18. 18. 18. And I never got the courage to talk to him. I wonder if he's still in the corner at Kingers in his 40s.
He'd be dragging up the average age.
Hey, Kayla, first up, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Hey, good. Hey, do you think 30 is too old for Kingers? When's the cutoff?
Yeah, I'm going to say it is.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit tragic.
What age is the cutoff then, Kayla?
I'm a year off 30 and I haven't gone out for
you. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go. One for me.
Absolute no from Kayla. What about Mel up next? How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Really good. Is 30 too old for Kingers?
Hell no. Get in there and show them how it's done.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what age, you reckon. Get in there and show them who's boss.
That's right, when you get that chance to get out there,
just
let loose.
Are you single though, Mel?
No.
Oh, yeah, but imagine like some 18-year-old comes up to you. I'm sure it happens. Hey, darling, can I buy you a drink? Cuzzy.
It's
easy
played. I have a lot of
single
nurse friends, so I sway them their way. I'm like the
mum
of the group.
Oh, you're the chaperone at King Street.
No, I'm
actually probably worse than them. See,
all my friends are nurses.
I'm the
eldest at 40, and they are in their early
20s. Can I ask when the last time you went to
Kingers
was then?
Oh, probably about 2 months ago.
Oh,
yes,
you did.
I love you, Mel.
Great
call. Yes. I don't know why I'm playing Darude. That just shows my age.
So it's not 1998.
As Kingers is playing
Probably, exactly.
They would have at one point, but it's been a while.
Up next, we are playing Birthday Lotto with $375. Creebo, what month are we looking for?
Anyone born in May, this is your chance at the money.
Beautiful. If you're born in May, you want to play Birthday Lotto, 1329.
The Novos.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
Let's kick the week off right with $375 for someone who is born in May.
Yeah,
easy.
That's
all you got to do is be born.
Let's meet our contestants. Sherry from Northlampton is about to go to the gym and says that she's an amazing middle-aged woman. Oh, fantastic. Good stuff. Says her curves are her best physical feature and is nervous to chat to us. Don't be nervous, Sherry. Enjoy and be excited.
Okay, I'm excited. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How was your weekend, Sherry? What did you get up to?
Yeah, pretty good. Just chilled out. Went out a few times for good food in Newcastle.
Nice.
Oh, where'd you go?
Yeah. Oh, where do we go? Sticky Rice.
A good choice. Wickham,
yeah.
And the Nags.
Oh, the Nags.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, it was so good to go out without wearing a mask.
Oh, I know, right?
Wasn't it just?
So freeing, yeah.
And do you know what? I didn't realise as well until this weekend. Mm. Obviously, the no mask was great. Yeah. But how much better it is not to have to check in everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't have to pull your phone out. You don't have to wait at the front of Woolies before walking in. It's so good.
Isn't it ever?
Oh, it's the best thing that's happened in ages.
Sherry's loving it.
All right, let's get you some cash. Let's spin these birthday balls.
Good luck.
Fingers are crossed.
Yeah.
All right, Sherry. Were you born on the 19th of May?
No.
Ah,
damn.
Sorry, Sherry.
Needed to replenish the bank account after all those meetings.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, though. Playing again before 9 o'clock today. Birthday Lotto is back, guys. And also, do not miss, in the next 60 minutes, we are playing 100K Wordplay. More details in a sec, but it's going to be great. We'll do it soon.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
I'm with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Marriott First Sight continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Catching up with Daniel on the show next.
Very interesting last night. So basically his partner Jess said leave. He said stay.
That means always
they have to stay.
It means they both have to stay. I wonder how he's dealing with that.
He's actually been pictured with Carolina from the show on a date.
Oh, juicy.
According to the Big Maths number one source for news and facts, Daily Mail.
Oh, I was going to say NASA.
Is it NASA?
Has he been stalking them, has he?
Oh, so he's been fiddling around with other women from the show. Wow, that's interesting.
Well, if she said leave, then obviously that's not working. Yeah, so
you're right.
Time to move on. See who else is single.
He's a PT.
Is he?
Yeah, good nick.
The Novos.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
Yeah, big commitment ceremony last night. Of course, Daniel and Jess, a couple of intruders, entered the show a couple of weeks ago. Now, last night on the show, it is always very awkward when one person writes leave, which Jess did. Daniel's on the phone now. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, man, good, thanks.
Watching that back, like, does the rejection, like, hurt? what goes through your mind watching that?
It was following a giant week of pretty much chaos between me and Jess. I wasn't surprised, to be honest.
Yeah.
What is it like having to spend the week with them after that, though, after they've said leave? Like, it has to be awkward. It's like a breakup and someone's not moving out.
Let's have a coffee, babe. Like, so it is awkward, right?
Well, that's the formula for maths, and that's why you get so much drama.
I guess so. Now, obviously, you're a PT. That's your work. Did you have trouble, like, keeping your fitness level up while you were filming, or...?
Yeah, 100%. It was really hard.
Because they obviously, at the dinner party, they don't have the protein shakes you'd be used to, yeah?
No, they don't. They have a lot of wine and bad food.
Hey, I've got to say, of course, look, the big story out today on the Daily Mail, exclusive, this is the headline, The photos that prove Married at First Sight's cheating scandal is real. Daniel Holmes and Carolina Santos hold hands as they step out for a romantic date night in Sydney.
How was the date?
Guys dating?
Look, you cannot always believe headlines, but I guess I think tonight is going to indicate a lot for everyone.
Do you usually hold like hands with girls you
just in a platonic friendship with?
I was actually just pulling her in as a car.
Being a very chivalrous gentleman.
Oh, right. Yeah. You don't want that happening. You got to be careful.
Clearly, you and Jess are going to work out. Daniel, thank you for your time, mate. Appreciate that.
Absolute thrill.
So good. Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Well, look, hopefully it does for them.
Don't miss out. Don't miss it.
Do you know, can I just say, what? I think I would rather watch paint dry than talk to him again. Like, is he not the most boring? Is that not the most boring interview you've ever sat through?
Look, he tried. Gold star for trying.
He did a couple of words.
Come on, bro. Like, play the game.
There was nothing there. It wasn't like much. Zero. There wasn't much chemistry between us and him. Let's face it.
DOA dead. I'm sorry you had to sit through that. Apologies to you out there.
Well, let's change things, shall we?
Yes. Because I think this is a bit more vibey, what we're doing next.
Because up next, a chance at $100,000.
Is anywhere else in Newcastle giving you the chance at $100,000 right now?
So, what we need from you is one contestant. On 13:10:09, one word could make you $100,000 richer. Because we're doing this, basically it's a random word game, a word association game between us. If your word matches with ours, you go into the draw for a chance at the cash. Now, this is all thanks to the great team at EMF Fitness Centre Katara. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Plus, of course, what we're doing with this. $100,000 could be somebody here in the Hunter's Money.
You sound so intense right now.
Well, it's $100,000,
mate. I know, but like you're borderline.
It's a life-changing amount of cash that you could win.
Yeah. This is on another level. We're doing it next.
The Novos. I'm looking at
Katara's largest 24/7 gym with no joining fees and no contracts. One little word could make you $100,000 richer.
I'm shocked. Oh, my God.
UFM's 100K Wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
All right, it doesn't get any simpler than this, right? But how exciting. We say a word, and then you have to figure out, think about what word we would say in response.
So it's word association, and we do have our answers pre-recorded here. So if they match, you're in the draw to play for the money.
Absolutely. We're going to Amber Lee in Fletcher. Hello, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey. You were the first person to play 100K Wordplay. How exciting.
Well, I'd better bloody get in the draw because I need this 100K.
All right. First up, the basic... Well, the basic question is, what are you going to spend the money on? That's so much money. Just hits your bank account. First thing you're doing, Emily.
So, we've got our wedding next month. So, $7,000 will go towards the wedding.
Yep.
I'd use a little bit towards our final house deposit. And then the other part would go towards the dream of my 8-year-old son, which is to go to the Northern Lights.
Oh, beautiful. I was going to say honeymoon. What about honeymoon?
The Northern Lights.
Covered, but yeah, I'd splurge a bit more on the honeymoon. That would be good, yeah.
Upgrade to a 5-star hotel for you.
Why not? All of that's possible.
Hey, before we get into it, you're already a winner because you've scored yourself a 2-week pass to EMF Fitness at Katara. Great gym. It is amazing there. I've been so awesome. Now,
thank you.
That's all right. Let's get into it. Are you ready for your word, Amber Lee?
Yes.
Your word today is rain. All right?
Rain.
Rain. Like rain. Rain, R-A-I-N, rain. All right, now have a think for a second.
Okay.
Now think of the first word that comes to mind. You have to match it with either myself, Meg, or Crevo's word to get into the draw. What's your answer?
It's wet.
Wet?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear some answers. I've got our answers queued up. If you match one of these, Amber Lee, you're in the draw to play for the $100,000. Are you ready?
It has to be.
All right. Let's do it. Word number one is from me, trying to match it to rain. Drop. Drop.
Not incorrect. Not right.
Then. Creva, I've got his word ready to go. Let's hear it.
Coat.
Raincoat, good one.
Also not it, though.
No.
So we've only got yours left, Meg.
Yeah.
Amber Lee, if Meg says wet, you go into the draw to play for the money.
If she doesn't, you just get the membership.
You ready?
I'm going to cry.
Amber Lee, let's hear Meg's.
Wet.
Yeah!
Oh, yes! You are in the draw to play for 100 grand, Emily.
Look, Meg, great minds think alike.
I know, right?
Well, just amazing.
Yeah, so good. Best. Kindred spirits, you and I.
How good. You're the first one in there, Amber Lee.
Thank you so much. That is amazing.
You could walk away with $100,000 just like that with New FM's 100K Wordplay. It's playing across the workday with us. You have to keep it on UFM to just get a chance to play for
exactly.
this. It's going to be amazing.
100 grand doesn't come along every day.
No, very hard to get that much money.
Yeah.
Very hard to get.
And a big thank you to EMF as well.
Yeah, that's right. Come train for free at EMF Fitness Centre Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Those guys, amazing for hooking this up. We're so thankful.
Absolutely. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, first person to play in the draw.
How easy.
Yeah.
How easy.
Playing again after 11 o'clock with Jackson. So it's happening soon.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creva.
To wake you up. Together, New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
And Rate the Music is back, guys. Take control of the playlist. How good's this? Rate a couple of songs, listen to a little bit of them, say if you love them or whatever, and how good's the prize? You could win an escape to the luxurious Crown Plaza Hunter Valley, taking in the stunning views of the vineyards and beautiful vistas from your own private furnished balcony.
You know, there's always so many prizes up for grabs here. You just need to know how to win them.
That's right.
It literally takes 5 to 7 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you get to have a say on the music, and then you're in a very small pool of people to win this prize.
Cute little staycation.
Get in there.
Exactly
Date
right.
Date weekend.
Newfm.com.au. Do it now.
So oh, good. Right now. What's the gosses up next? Jackson.
Yes, I'm going to tell you about... Do you remember Spidey from The Hills?
No.
Spencer,
no.
Bratt and Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Fabergé eggs
say.
Or something they were obsessed
this is,
with.
Wasted on you guys.
Aren't they still together?
They are still together.
Good on it.
What a shock. But they are dishing the dirt on some of the most traumatic parts of The Hills. Things they were forced to do on camera. Kirstie Alley. She's caused a,
bit of... Oh, God, that's a name I haven't heard for a while.
Well, she's 71. I was blown away by that. Caused a bit of a headache for herself on Twitter because she's commented on the whole Russia v. Ukraine situation her ex Dancing with the Stars partner, who's Ukrainian and currently over there right now, has called her out for being out of touch.
Go back to selling Weight Watchers meals on TV, babe. She always used to do that.
She's been up and down.
Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers have funded her life.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Now, Jackson, you blew my mind a couple of minutes ago. Kirstie Alley is 71.
Yeah.
Hell.
Isn't that insane?
Like,
71 years old.
All I think of is her in that movie with John Travolta, Look Who's Talking.
All I think of her is in that movie where she plays the librarian in that Disney movie.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
now you're stretching
it. So iconic,
Jackson.
So iconic.
Krasowski. No, it's
not. Is that her?
No, it's not. It just looks like her. big old monster. Anyway, so she has made people very upset. She's not a very nice person, so if anyone wants to at me, just really do a deep dive into what she stands for.
Okay.
So she has commented on the whole Ukraine invasion on Twitter. She seems to have denied that what's coming out of there is actually the truth. So she says, I don't know what's real or what is fake in this war, so I won't be commenting. I'll just pray instead for the people who deserve it.
So why did she comment?
Well, exactly. That's what I was like. Anyway, she was once paired with a Ukrainian in Dancing with the Stars back in 2011. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name because I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah.
But he just says, Dear Kirstie, we haven't spoken in a while, but I clearly remember being right next to you and helping you organise trucks of aid during Hurricane Sandy. And I didn't completely understand the situation. Obviously, there was a language barrier. That same energy is needed right now. No one needs a prayer if you are not sure of what you're talking about and you're not sure what is real or what is fake. She's hit back. She deleted the tweet because a lot of people were like trolling her. She says, I'm sorry that I'm not an expert on apparently everything ... like some of you jack wagons. It's okay to admit you don't know things. Well, she wasn't admitting that she doesn't know things. She was making a comment about something quite clearly.
That's like people that try and you know, do an apology without apologizing. Mm.
She also tried to call this guy out that she used to dance with because she was saying that maybe he's not as in the know as everybody else is as well. Saying this is his Twitter right now.
He's probably got family in there. No. Moment.
He's in the Ukraine. Oh. He's in Kiev.
The situation is pretty dire. People are being mobilized. The whole country is being called to go to war. Men, women, boys. There's people that I was judging some days ago. Dance competitions that are going forward and, you know, getting guns and getting deployed to defend the country.
So, like, that's his update. Oh. From the capital.
This has been so sad, and people should just be quiet about this, such as Kirstie Alley, because it is very sad. And do you know what? It's very simple to understand. Russia have no claim to Ukraine.
No.
They never have. They separated a long time ago. This is all driven through one man, tiny man's ego and his belief that that Russia's, you know,
can own other countries.
So what it's about, right, is that apparently Russia originated in Ukraine. So, like,
the seed of the empire.
The seed of the empire started in Ukraine. So, Russia and Putin believes that they should bring that back into the motherland. And it's literally this one guy that's just deciding to create such awful dramas and wars and deaths. It's crazy.
And is now threatening to nuke everybody. But it's the first sort of war. Like, I know we've been to war a lot. Like, we've seen war around the world. But this is the first war, really, that's played out on platforms like TikTok.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be the most educated person to see some of the horrific things that are happening. I mean, I was scrolling through my TikTok. Tanks running over cars with old gentlemen in them. Thank God that man survived. But there's videos out there showing what's happening right now.
The reality of it.
Against the Ukraine. You don't have to be a genius and you don't have to be too tuned in to see that it's pretty bad.
Did you see that Anonymous hacked into the Russian television networks?
Yes, and they started what's really going on.
Yeah.
Mm.
God.
Like,
that's the sort of thing that can change the tide of a country.
Did you also see Miss Ukraine, who competes in Miss Universe, is now on the front line?
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that.
Like, it's just insane. And I tip my hat to the president.
Zelensky.
Well. What a man.
We were just chatting about this before. What a hero. That's what you want from your leaders.
Mm.
The US offered to evacuate him and his family, and he said, no, I need ammunition. I don't need a ride.
Isn't that...
Mm. It gives you chills.
It does. Mm.
I got goosebumps just hearing that.
Yeah.
Mm. Moving on to the hills. Your fans.
Change of pace.
Look, in this job, we have to do that sometimes.
Pulled the handbrake, then I sped it up again with this. Oh, my God. I got actual chills listening to this. So, anyway, they've got a podcast, Heidi and Spencer. They're dishing the dirt on all the secrets and the dirty things, trying to keep their fame alive because, of course, The Hill's New Beginnings was just cancelled. So they don't have any income anymore.
They were the it couple of, 2006?
They really lost it as well. She did, like, 20 plastic surgeries in a day. I actually seen them on Santa Monica Pier selling crystals out of a donut truck.
Oh, nice. Did you buy a crystal?
No.
Did you take a photo?
No. They were, like, unhinged for a while. Anyway, they're back dishing the dirt. So they're saying that 99% of it was fake, which, of course, we all sort of understood. But they are opening up about the storyline where she pretended to be pregnant to scare Spencer into dating her, and whose idea that was.
That was all set up. We got these 40-year-old plus men asking a 20-year-old woman to go pretend like she thinks she's pregnant with a guy that's already making her look bad. Talk about setup.
It's so funny, too, because they were like, okay, we have a really great idea for you. Like, they just gave me the lead role in Twilight or something. And guess what? I was excited to get more screen time. I was like, whatever.
I love how they're like, we didn't like doing it, but I was so excited to get more screen time. Anyway, some of the production staff have come out and actually apologized to them formally for putting them in them situations.
This is very interesting. That's a dictionary definition of the search for fame, isn't it?
Yeah, but normally they wouldn't come out and say, yeah, we rigged the whole thing.
No.
They would normally not do that.
I guess that shows it's not coming back.
Who actually truly believed that these aren't genuine storylines?
Me. I hoped. I mean, there were real storylines. I mean, when she got them 20 plastic surgeries, she revealed it to her mum, and her mum cried and said, I don't like what you look like. I want the old Heidi back.
Look, I'm not going to lie, she looked a lot better beforehand. She was gorgeous. if she's happier in her own skin, that's fine.
But she reversed it all.
Did she?
Well, was most of it.
Oh,
what
how
she
do you
could.
Reverse plastic surgery?
Well, you can get stuff dissolved. And she, yeah. I think she had like, what's like the biggest breast size you can get?
Oh, like a G or a J or
so
something.
So she's back down to double D's.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently she lives in a lot of pain though. She got all her like chin shaped and her back shaped. They scraped all of the bones on her upper back.
What the heck? Honey.
It's insanity.
No.
That's too far.
Be better.
What is wrong? Oh, anyway.
You're just googling society. Imaging now.
That's another chat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Birthday Lotto up next. Yeah,
that's right. Sorry.
375 today.
Yeah, that's right. If you were born in the month of April, this is your chance at the money. 131009.
The Novos.
Are you serious?
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, that's right. We draw out a birth month at random. If that's yours, you can call up 131009 right now. $375 on the line. Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, we're going to Melissa in Cardiff, a disability support worker, is a licensed croupier.
What's that?
Have I said that right? Melissa?
Yes,
a
table game dealer in the casino.
Oh, so like blackjack and poker and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Oh, really, really cool. Are you going to put the cash towards a Great Gatsby cruise? That's pretty cool.
I am, which is actually run by one of the casino companies I work for.
Oh, there you go.
How good. So wait, you're putting the money towards it. Are you financing it or?
No, I'm just going for it.
Crazy
girls' night out.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Amazing.
Get around
girls
it.
Girls' night out. Love that. Well, let's spin these birthday balls. Get you $375.
Let's go.
Okay.
Good luck.
Fingers are crossed.
Well, you know she loves the game of chance. Yeah.
All right. Were you born on the 18th of April?
No, 15th.
Oh, damn. It's only a couple of days off. Damn.
Okay. Melissa. Enjoy the Great Gatsby cruise, though. That sounds
really fun.
Wild.
Yeah.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson.
Hey, yo. Hello.
Hi.
Bit of Britney.
How good.
Love her.
Yes. Always great.
She's free now. Lil Nas.
Has he been spotted yet?
No one's seen this guy.
No?
Love him.
Gone still? Gonski. Gone.
Yep.
All right.
Hope he comes back.
Maybe Britney sacrificed him for her freedom. At the Veronicas as well.
Hello?
How good. I haven't heard this in good forever. Vibe. The Veronicas.
The Veronicas like hypnotize people.
Who was the guy in the video? Dean Geyer from Australian Idol.
Jess or Lisa used to date.
I think it was Jess.
Dean. Jess and Dean.
Yeah.
And then they were a hot couple.
Awkward breakup.
Was it? Why?
Well, he's in this video and then all of a sudden, they're not together anymore. Like, yeah.
Do you know what? The Veronicas, they're hard to date, I reckon.
I think so. One of them married now,
drama.
I think.
Yeah, to a real oddball that grows turnips and loves birds.
What?
And rivers.
Well,
and
you leave him alone.
Oh, is in birds are mentioned? Meg's straight to the defense. You never met the guy.
Look, turnips, birds, he's a good guy.
Hey, it's kicking off in 4 minutes plus after 11 o'clock. Your chance to get into the draw to play for the 100K with 100K wordplay, make sure you're keeping it on New FM all day.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you when to call.
That's right.
You don't want to miss it.
No.
Have a great day. Bye.
See ya.